Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, amma ba'd. فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا نَبِيَّ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي اللَّهُمَّ افْتَحْ عَلَيْنَا حِكْمَتَكَ وَانشُرْ عَلَيْنَا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. O Allah Azza wa Jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. مرحبا أهلا وسهلا بكم to our esteemed viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Jiha, you are watching this program called The Early Echo. So we start our program once again with the recitation of Durood and Salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to invoke the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And therefore, our topic of discussion for this morning is the dignity and status of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Let's listen to the virtues and blessings of reciting Durood-e-Pak. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, Arwahuna Fida, may our souls be sacrificed at his blessed feet, has mentioned, أَوْلَ النَّاسِ بِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً, that the closest person to me on the day of judgment shall be the one who would have recited the most amount of Durood upon me in the world. Allahu Akbar. Increase our recitation of Durood and Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, whilst elaborating and explaining this hadith, says that that particular person shall be the most fortunate one who shall attain the proximity and closeness to the most beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That means he will be freed from anxiety and from the horrors of the day of judgment simply because of gaining that closeness to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the day of judgment. Let's recite Durood-e-Pak together collectively. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala li had penned this beautiful Naat-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
काबे के बदरु तुजा तुम पे करोड़ों दुरूद, तैबा के शम्सु दुहा तुम पे करोड़ों दुरूद, काबे के बदरु तुजा तुम पे करोड़ों दुरूद, तैबा के शम्सु दुहा तुम पे करोड़ों दुरूद. आंख अता कीजिए उसमें जिया दीजिए, आंख अता कीजिए उसमें जिया दीजिए, आंख अता कीजिए उसमें जिया दीजिए, उसमें जिया दीजिए, उसमें जिया दीजिए. जलवा करीब आ गया तुम पे करोड़ों दुरूद, जलवा करीब आ गया तुम पे करोड़ों दुरूद. दिल करो ठंडा मेरा वो कफे पांचांद सा, दिल करो ठंडा मेरा वो कफे पांचांद सा, दिल करो ठंडा मेरा رکھ دو ذرا تم پہ کروڑوں درود، سینے پہ رکھ دو ذرا تم پہ کروڑوں درود، کعبے کے بدر تجا تم پہ کروڑوں درود، طیبہ کے شمس و ضحا تم پہ کروڑوں درود، کام وہ لے لیجیے تم کو جو راضی کرے، کام وہ لے لیجیے تم کو جو راضی کرے، کام وہ لے لیجیے تم کو جو راضی کرے، تم کو جو راضی کرے، ٹھیک ہو نام رضا تم پہ کروڑوں درود، ٹھیک ہو نام رضا تم پہ کروڑوں درود، کعبے کے بدر تجا تم پہ کروڑوں درود، طیبہ کے شمس و ضحا تم پہ کروڑوں درود.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ وسلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ، وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. ویلکم مرحبا ٹو دوز ہو ہیو جسٹ جوائنڈ آور پروگرام کال دا ارلی ایکو، اینڈ وی ہیو اے فرمائش فار اے نعت پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دس مارننگ، اینڈ وی وڈ لائک ٹو have this recited on your TV screens inshallah. Is kalam ko sunte hain, and after we listen to this Nati Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are going to be discussing the blessings of the honorable and beautiful daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Fatimah az-Zahra radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. Stay locked and tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
مجھ کو دنیا کی دولت نظر چاہیے، مجھ کو دنیا کی دولت نظر چاہیے، شاہ کوثر کی میٹھی نظر چاہیے، عاشقان نبی کے ہے دل کی صدا، عاشقان نبی کے ہے دل کی صدا، سبز گنبد کے سائے میں گھر چاہیے، سبز گنبد کے سائے میں گھر چاہیے، مجھ کو دنیا کی دولت نظر چاہیے، اور رات دل عشق میں چاہیے، یا نبی ایسا سو آگے کوثر کی میٹھی نظر چاہیے، اور ہم غریبوں کو روزے پہ بلوائیے، ہم غریبوں کو روزے پہ بلوائیے، راہ طیبہ کا زاد سفر چاہیے، راہ طیبہ کا زاد سفر چاہیے، یاد میں شاہ کوثر کی میٹھی نظر چاہیے، اور بھر کے جھولی میری میرے سرکار نے، بھر کے جھولی میری میرے سرکار نے، مسکرا اور کیا چاہیے، مسکرا کر کہا اور کیا چاہیے، مسکرا کر کہا اور کیا چاہیے، شاہ کوثر کی میٹھی نظر چاہیے، شاہ کوثر کی میٹھی نظر چاہیے، اور سارے دیوانے آقا مدینے چلے، سارے دیوانے آقا مدینے چلے، اذن طیبہ کا شاہ امم چاہیے، اذن طیبہ کا شاہ امم چاہیے، آپ جیسے ہیں ویسی عطا چاہیے، آپ جیسے ہیں ویسی عطا چاہیے، مجھ کو دنیا کی دولت نظر چاہیے، شاہ کوثر کی میٹھی نظر چاہیے۔
مرحبا، ماشاء اللہ، ویلکم بیک ڈیئر ویورز، یو ویل لسننگ ٹو دس بیوٹیفل نعت رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ لیٹس موو فارورڈ انشاء اللہ ٹوارڈز آور ڈسکشن فار دس مارننگ آن دا ارلی ایکو پروگرام۔ ڈیئر ویورز، الحمد للہ، دا پروفٹ آف رحمہ، دا انٹرسس آف دا امہ، دا اونر آف جنہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہیز سیون آف ہز مبارک اینڈ بلیسڈ آف اسپرنگ، تھری سنز اینڈ فور ڈاٹرز۔ Only one of his sons is born to Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maria Qibtiya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and the rest of his mubarak and blessed offspring are born to Hazrat Sayyidatuna Khatijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. His eldest daughter is none other than Hazrat Sayyidatuna Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Whereas in today's episode and program, we are discussing the blessings of Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Without any further delay, dear viewers, it's important for us to know that once Hazrat Sayyiduna Huzaifa bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentioned to his blessed mother, Ammi Jan, grant me permission and ijaza so that I may go and read my salah behind the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter I shall request him to make dua maghfirat for you and I. His mother had granted him permission. Hazrat Huzaifa bin Yaman radiyallahu anhu sets off to Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whereas he performed his namaz maghrib in the iqtida behind the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, then I read my namaz isha as well behind the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after namaz isha, as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to move towards his mubarak place of rest, his mubarak chamber, I then walked and followed the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hearing my footsteps, he then asked, who is there? Is it Huzaifa bin Yaman? I said, Gee, labbaik ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without even turning and seeing me, he recognized who I was. And then before I could even mention to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make dua for me and my mother, the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Hazrat Sayyidina Huzaifa bin Yaman radiyallahu anhu, ghafar Allahu laka wa li ummika. May Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive you and your mother. Allahu Akbar. I said Ameen to the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he further states, he says that today an angel has come to visit me on the earth who have never ever come to this earth before. And this angel has been sent by Allah Azza wa Jalla with this glad tidings. And what is the glad tiding? This angel has come to me with this news. بِأَنَّ فَاطِمَةَ سَيِّدَةُ نِسَاءِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ وَأَنَّ الْحَسَنَ وَالْحُسَيْنَ سَيِّدَا شَبَابِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Allahu Akbar, this angel has come to me with this khabar and news that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your daughter is the leader of the woman folk of paradise, whereas Hassan or Hussein are the leaders of the youth of Jannah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, this glad tidings brought by the angel from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrating this to Hazrat Sayyiduna Huzaifa bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is a clear and solid evidence with regard to the purity and sanctity of this great khatoon and leader of Jannah, who is none other than Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha. There are many Madani pearls which we gather and we learn from this narration. Firstly, the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the giver of the news of unseen, without inquiring as to why did Huzaifa bin Yaman radiyallahu anhu approach the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was well aware that he has come to seek forgiveness. He has come in my court for me to make dua for him and his mother. So before he could even ask for what he came for, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made dua for him and his mother by saying, غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ وَلِأُمِّكَ. May you and your mother be forgiven. May Allah forgiven and pardon both of you. And then for him to mention the sanctity and the exaltation of his blessed daughter, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, subhanallah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understands and recognizes the heart of every of his believers and ummatis. Nothing is hidden from the sight of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, in Sahih al-Bukhari, it has been mentioned, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Uhudun jabalun yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuhu. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the mountain of Uhud loves me and we love this mountain as well. Allahu Akbar. I love this mountain as well because this mountain has love for me. Dear viewers, in Sahih al-Bukhari, from this narration we learn that even the love of this mountain is not hidden from the sight of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then how can the love of the ummatis be hidden from the sight of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? It is impossible. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala says, on the night of Mi'raj, when the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was called to the heavens, and further beyond that, when the greatest of secrets, which is the Zaat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, when Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had revealed Himself to His beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then what other secrets of this universe can be hidden when the greatest of secrets, which is Allah Azza wa Jalla, was not hidden from the sight of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? In this poetry he says,
से निगाह भला और कोई गैब क्या तुमसे निगाह भला तुमसे निगाह भला तुमसे निगाह भला जब न खुदा ही छुपा तुम पे करोड़ों दुरूद जब न खुदा ही छुपा तुम पे करोड़ों दुरूद
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini Channel, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha would listen to the sacred sayings and teachings of her blessed parents Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and her blessed mother Khatijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And she was extremely pious, dear viewers. She was extremely devoted and pious worshipper and a very highly righteous and virtuous woman in Islam. Allahu Akbar. She is known as Abida Zahida. She is known as Tahira. There are so many titles and alqab that has been given to her. From amongst her famous titles, Allahu Akbar, we learn Batul is her famous title, and Zahara is also a very famous title. It has been mentioned that Fatima Zahara radiallahu anha was quite similar to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in her blessed manners, in her speech, as well as in her character. She resembled the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this hadith, which I just presented to you, is mentioned in Tirmizi. Allahu Akbar. Apart from all these beautiful aspects, Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha had enormous qualities, dear viewers, to the extent that when we speak about resemblance, as Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala says, that a picture speaks about the outline of a person in terms of your facial expressions, about the eyes, about the cheeks and the body structure. But Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha was actually the true image, physically as well as spiritually, whereas her character met with the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It was similar to the beloved Nabi, the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to the extent that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would often smell her and sniff her, and he would say to her that she is a hoor of Jannat. She is a heavenly maiden in this world, in a human form. Allahu Akbar. Let's listen to some of her Mubarak and blessed titles, dear viewers. Ummu Sa'adat, the leader of the Sayyids, the Sa'adat, Makhdume Kainat, Dukhtare Mustafa, the blessed daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Banwae Murtada, the blessed wife of Aliul Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, Sardare Khawatino Jano Jina, Allahu Akbar, she is the leader of the woman of this world and the hereafter, Hazrat Sayyida Tayyiba Tahira Fatima Zahira, and Batul Zakiya Zakiya Radiya Marudiyya, Abida, Zahida, Muhaditha, Mubaraka, Zakiyya, Sayyidatun Nisa, Khairun Nisa, Khatun Jannat, Muazzama, Ummul Had, Ummul Hasnain, are amongst her Mubarak and blessed titles, dear viewers and listeners of Madini Channel. Subhanallah. It's for this reason Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said in one hadith with relation to her name. Why is her name Fatima? The Holy Rasul says, إِنَّمَا سُمِّيَتْ فَاطِمَةُ لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ فَطَمَهَا وَمُحِبِّيهَا عَنِ النَّارِ. Her name is Fatima for this reason, that Allah Azza wa Jalla has freed her and all those who love her from the fire of Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. That is the reason why her name is Fatima. That anyone who has love and devotion for my daughter, Allah Azza wa Jalla has freed her and her and those who love her from the hellfire. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam had said, Inna Fatimata ahsanat farjaha faharramallahu zurriyataha ala nar. Undoubtedly, Fatima has protected her chastity and Allah Azza wa Jal has made hell haram upon her and her offspring. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, Hazrat Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu once asked his blessed mother, Ammi Jan, oh my mother, tell me something about Fatima Zahra radiyallahu anha. And the mother of Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu says, كانت كالقمر ليلة البدر. Oh my son, you're asking me about Fatima Zahra? She was more beautiful than even the full moon. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Her beauty is beyond imagination. She was more beautiful than even the full moon. The poet says, Sayyada ka gharana salamat rahe. Sayyada سلامت رہے عطرت فاطمہ اجاگر نثار عطرت فاطمہ اجاگر نثار سیدہ کا گھرانہ سلامت رہے سیدہ سلامت رہے سیدہ کا گھرانہ سلامت رہے صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Subhanallah. As I did quote to you some ahadith in the very beginning, Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha says that she never seen anyone who resembled the Holy Prophet more than Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha in terms of her looks, her habits, her talks, her character. Allahu Akbar. She says to the extent that when she used to come to visit the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabiya Rahmat, Shafi'i Ummat sallallahu alayhi wasallam would stand for her in respect. And after standing up, the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would lay his shawl down onto the ground. When she would touch the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Nabi of Allah azza wa jalla used to kiss her hands and she would kiss the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Pak, may peace be upon him, would make her sit next to him and give her his full attention till she is in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha says, and when the Prophet used to go and visit her, then she would also do the very same for the Holy Prophet ﷺ, where she would stand and give her place to Nabi Pak ﷺ for sitting and for resting, and she would kiss the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How fortunate, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala says so beautifully in his poetry,
Kya baat raza us چمنستان کرم کی زہرا ہے کلی جس میں حسین اور حسن پھوٹے
زہرا ہے کلی جس میں حسین اور حسن پھول. What can be said about the garden of blessings? کیا بات رضا او رضا. What can be said about that garden of blessings in which Zahra, meaning Fatima Zahra, her name is Fatima and her title is Zahra. Zahra means bud. Allahu Akbar. He says, O Raza, what can be said about that garden in which Fatima is the bud, whereas Hassan and Hussein are the flowers of this garden of blessings. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive us for the sake of this great personality, Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the tawfiq that we should respect her and subhanallah, love her as the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given her muhabba and love. Hazrat Sayyiduna Imran bin Hussein radiallahu anhu, he says the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had very good opinion about me. And Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to love me and like me. So one day, the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam offered me to come with him to the house of his blessed daughter, Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha. I accompanied the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is, in a nutshell, I present this. I'm narrating the summary of this incident and parable. He says, when Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached the house, he knocked on the door. It was asked, who is there? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said, it is your father, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She then asked, who else is with you? I mentioned, Imran is with me. She says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I swear by the one who has sent you with the truth, I have no covering over my head, and I only have a single piece of shawl. If I cover my head, then my body is exposed. I'm unable to cover my face and my head and my body together with the shawl. Rasulullah sallam then sought ijazah and permission. After entering the home alone, he threw his shawl towards her saying, use this to cover yourself. Allahu Akbar. And then after seeking permission, when Imran radiallahu anhu also entered the house, subhanallah, Nabi Pak sallam then asked her, O Fatima, O my blessed and beloved daughter, how are you doing today? She began to cry and she says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I have two problems. My first issue and illness is that I cannot find anything in my home to satisfy my hunger. Allahu Akbar. I am extremely hungry. And the other is, Ya Rasulullah, I am extremely tired. Oh my beloved father, since you have asked about me, then I haven't eaten for several days. I haven't found anything in my home to eat. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to cry when he heard the words of his own daughter, who is the leader of the woman folk of Jannah. And he says to her, oh Fatima, I am greater than you in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jalla. My status is more than yours in the court of my Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And listen to me, O my daughter, you are not alone because I myself have not eaten for 3 days consecutively. O Fatima, you haven't eaten, but me being your father, I have also not eaten. Do not panic, do not worry, make sabr and be pleased with your cousin Ali radiallahu an, for he is the leader of the men in this world and in the akhirah as well. Allah Azza wa Jalla has made you the leader of the woman folk of Jannah. Oh Fatima, be pleased with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be happy with what Allah has ordained for you. This is your destiny and this is your good luck and your good fortune. This is the status of Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comforted her with his beautiful advice. Allahu Akbar. As far as her worship is concerned, Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu says, I seen Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha reciting the Quran while she is cooking. She would be cooking on one side. At times she would be rocking the cradle, making her children sleep. And then with her tongue, she'll be reciting the Holy Quran-e-Pak. Such an devoted worshipper. Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu says there was a mihrab in the home, a fixed place for her to read her salah, to perform namaz in the home. My mother Fatima Zahra would worship Allah Azza wa Jalla all night long till the dawn, till the rising of the sun, and she would make dua. I never ever heard my mother make dua for herself. And one day I asked, I said, Ammi Jan, I never heard you making dua for yourself. And she would say, oh my beta, oh my son, first comes neighbors, then we come last. Allahu Akbar. First worry about the ummah of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. First be concerned about those who love my father. First comes the neighbors, then comes us. She would never make dua for herself as well. Rather, she would always supplicate for the ummah of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How fortunate are those individuals, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, who have this true devotion for Bibi Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. May Allah Azza wa Jalla pardon us for her sake. Without any doubt, what else virtues can we mention about Fatima Zahra? Whereas it has been mentioned with regards to her blessings, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu has said, she requested the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I request for a servant be granted to me. I have so much of work to do in my home with regards to the household chores. Nabi Pak, Raufur Rahim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her, recite Subhanallah 33 times. Recite Alhamdulillah 33 times and recite Allahu Akbar 34 times. And this is Tasbih-e-Fatima, known as Tasbih-e-Fatima throughout the world. And the blessings of this is that Nabi Pak Sallam given her this in exchange of a servant, that Fatima, you cannot have a servant for now, rather read this tasbih. You said you get tired, but after reciting this, you will not get tired. Allahu Akbar. She says, since then, I never ever got tired. She would have blisters on her hands because of grinding the wheat, seeing to the children, fulfilling her responsibilities as a wife, and then worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla all night long, fasting during the days, remaining hungry for several days. Oh, lovers of Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, today our daughters and our mothers have kept the name of Fatima. We have chosen her name, but we have left behind her character. Why is this the case? Why didn't our daughters adopt the character of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha? Allahu Akbar. In Sahih al-Muslim, in Kitab al-Dhikr, you will find this narration which I have just quoted to you, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah. So, from amongst this, with regards to her parda, the amount of modesty she possessed was that she was even concerned what will happen after I die, for no woman or no man, rather no ghair mahram, had ever seen my body. No sight of any ghair mahram have ever fell upon my body. And Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu says in Madarijun Nubuwa that she was very much concerned. And then when the idea of her janazah leaving was this, that her body will be covered with the leaves of the palm tree. She requested that my janazah should leave during the night and it should be buried during the night, simply because I don't want any ghair mahram to see my body. In the world, I protected my chastity. I protected this izzah which Allah has given me. And even after my death, I want no one to see this body of mine. In the hadith, it has been mentioned on the day of Qiyamah, when the time of Fatima Zahra will approach for her to cross on the bridge of Sirat, an announcement will be made by an angel, O people of Mahshar, lower your gaze, because now the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is going to cross the bridge of Sirat. The hadith says that she will cross and pass over the bridge of Sirat while she is between 70,000 angels, while she is escorted between the Jurmut and between these angels. Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha will cross the bridge of Sirat like a lightning, whereas every other person on the day of Qiyamah will have their eyes and their gaze lowered. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jalla pardon us for her sake. We have come to the end of today's episode, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Before we even end, inshallah, I'm going to request our director Saab, inshallah, to give us a beautiful Madani pearl with relation to the blessings of Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha. And when we do come back, inshallah, we are going to listen to one more beautiful and amazing parable which will touch your hearts. And thereafter, we will end today's episode. Till then, stay tuned with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
And as it says in Hadaik-e Bakhshish, Sayyida Zahira, Tayyiba Tahira, Jani Ahmed ki rahat pe lakhon salam. The leader of the females, the flower, the pure, the chaste, upon the comfort to the soul of our Nabi Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam, may there be hundreds of thousands of salutations. Dear respected viewers, in this couplet, Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma is paying tribute to Sayyidatuna Fatima Az-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. We all know that Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha is the most beloved daughter of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is paying tribute to her with the words of immense honor and dignity. He is explaining in the first stanza of this couplet that Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha is so blessed and so beloved to Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that he should be addressed with the best of words. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala uses carefully chosen words, the leader of the females, Sayyida. This is because indeed Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha is the leader and queen of the females in this world and holy paradise. Then he says, Zahira, the flower. This is because she is the beloved daughter of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and has inherited his beauty and fragrance. And not only has she attained his apparent beauty and fragrance, but she has also inherited the fragrance and beauty of true iman from beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Then he alayhi rahma uses the word Tayyiba, meaning the pure. This is without any doubt. The Holy Quran has announced the purity of the noble family of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyida Fatima Az-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha is the heartbeat of the family of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Then Al-Azad uses the word Tahira, meaning the chaste. This is because Sayyidatuna Fatima Az-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha was truly virtuous and chaste. She was so pure that Imam Nabhani rahmatullahi ta'ala mentions that none of her salah was ever made qada. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyiduna Ibn Abd radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, Amir al-Mu'mineen Hazrat Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to me, O Ibn Abd, should I not inform you about Fatima and I? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, from amongst the Ahl Bayt, the most honored and respected by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was my wife Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. She would run the mill until she had blisters in her hands, and she would fill and carry water in the leather water pouch to the extent that she had a mark on her chest. She would also clean the house by herself, due to which her clothes would become dusty, and she would also light the fire under the pots for cooking, due to which her clothes would become stained. At times, due to having to do all the household works by herself, she would have to bear immense hardship. Dear respected viewers, it is mentioned in Tirmizi Sharif that when she would visit Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would stand up to welcome her and would kiss her and make her sit where he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam sat. Similarly, when Nabi Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam would visit her, she would stand up to welcome him and would let him kiss her with affection and let Nabi Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam sit where she usually said. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shower countless blessings upon the shrine of Sayyida Fatima Az-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and forgive us for her sake. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back, dear viewers. Yes, For those who have just joined us today, we are dedicating our silsila and program to the blessed daughter of the most exalted and celebrated Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We discussed some aspects with relation to Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, with relation to her blessed life, her habits, her akhlaq, and her karamat as well. From amongst her karamat, a very beautiful narration which also comes to mind is that Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu an once invited the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for an invitation. And the beauty of the special da'wat was that for every step Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taken from his house to the house of Uthman Ghani radiallahu an, he had freed one slave upon every step of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu was overwhelmed and impressed with such an invitation. When he goes back to his home, he radiallahu anhu narrated this to his blessed wife Fatima Zahra, saying that this was such a splendid da'wat of Uthman Ghani that he freed one slave upon every step that your respected father had taken. I also desire and wish to invite Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this way. And then she says, so what are you waiting for? Go and give this invitation to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and invite him and request him to accept our invitation as well. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu goes and invites Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet of Rahmah, along with his companions, not alone, but along with his companions, then come to the house of Fatima Zahra when there is nothing at all to even eat in the house. She then takes empty pots and she places them on the stove and she goes straight into prostration, worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla, crying and besieging in the court of the Almighty, making this supplication, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, this is your Bandi Fatima Zahra. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, today safeguard my dignity and my izzah. Ya Rahman Rahimin, I have guests at my home and this is none other than your own beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As she made this dua, Allah Azza wa Jalla had exchanged those empty pots with the foods of Jannah. When she radiallahu anha opened the pot and she noticed this food in this pot, subhanallah, she thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The food was then passed on and fed to the companions, and they all enjoyed this food. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then, of course, he is the Nabi, the one who gives the knowledge of the unseen, had recognized and understood that this food has not come from this world. When the Sahaba Ikram praised the taste of the food, Nabi Kareem Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said to his companions that, oh my companions, do you even know the whereabouts of this food, where it has been prepared? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to his sahaba that indeed it is from Jannat. Allah Azza wa Jalla sent this food from paradise for y'all to eat, subhanallah. Furthermore, now when it was time for the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to leave, she goes back into sajda and she thanks Allah Azza wa Jalla firstly. And then she further on says, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. This is the summary of the narration. She says, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Uthman Ghani radiallahu an had freed one slave for every step your beloved Habib had taken from his home to the home of Uthman Ghani. Ya Rahman Rahimin, I am weak. I am financially weak, Ya Allah, but you are the most merciful. Keep my izzat as well. Ya Rahman Rahimin, keep my izzat as well. As she made this dua, Jibril Amin descends and he gives salam in the court of Mustafa Jani Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after making salam, he gives us glad tiding by saying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned that for every step you had taken from your home to the home of Fatima Zahra, in exchange of every step, Allah Azza wa Jalla has freed 1,000 people from the hellfire. Allahu Akbar. Uthman Ghani freed one slave of this dunya, but for every step you had taken, in exchange of that one step and each step, because of your daughter Fatima Zahra, Allah had freed 1,000 slaves for every step you had taken. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, This is the status she has in the court of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is beyond our imagination, beyond our comprehension. One cannot comprehend when it comes to the status of Fatima Zahra, what can be said when her father is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What can be assumed about her when her mother is Khatijat al-Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. What can be said about her whose husband is Mawla Ali, Mushkil Kusha, Karram Allahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, Allahu Akbar, whose titles are Asadullah, the Lion of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and her Mubarak children being the beautiful flowers from the gardens of blessings, Hasnain Kareemain, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhim Ajma'een. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the muhabbat of Panjatani Pak. May Allah grant us the true love of Fatima Zahra Radiyallahu Ta'ala Anha. The poet says so beautifully,
मैं तो पंजतन का गुलाम हूँ, मैं तो पंजतन का गुलाम हूँ, मैं फकीर खैर अनाम हूँ, मैं फकीर खैर अनाम हूँ, मैं तो पंजतन
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Dear viewers, from amongst her amazing and outstanding qualities is that she radiyallahu anha is very, very generous, just like her father. Allahu Akbar. Anyone that came to her door was never sent empty-handed. May Allah pardon us for her sake. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of